Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview with Alex Dunn and Andy Holding. It's Friday night. Well, it's not yet. It's Friday daytime. But on Friday night, we do have a very, very good card from Dundalk to look forward to. Very competitive action. I say very good. Very good from a punting perspective. Maybe not in terms of quality, but it's your typical Dundalk fair. We've got eight races to look forward to. And hopefully we can have a winner or two for podcasters. How are you, Andy?
Pretty good, yeah. I have to apologise to the podcasters actually before we started Dundalk on a couple of fronts, really. Albeit it was a decent day for us yesterday at Thurles. I got one race spectacularly wrong when I suggested that we should oppose Lone Star, which I did. But unfortunately, that came back to bite me in the backside because he won quite nicely in the end. Just didn't think he stayed. I'm pretty sure my judgment will be vindicated as the season progresses because I thought that was a really bad race there yesterday and he got away with it. He made the running and several in behind didn't stay the trip. So I'd have my reservations about him. But the big one that sort of got away from me the other day was a horse called Lecce de Cachet. Regular podcasters will know that I've been very, very keen on Andrew Oliver's charge throughout the season. And I've tipped her a few times, but I have mentioned her on many other occasions, suggesting that when she runs over a right trip, i.e. mile and a half, stroke mile and a quarter, then we should follow her. And she ran over a mile five the other day, and I wasn't quite sure whether she'd get home, but they went incredibly slowly and it developed into a bit of a sprint, and she popped up at a nice price around about 10 to 1, and I didn't mention her on the podcast, so that was one that got away. So two apologies before we start, got that out of the way.
Okay, fair enough. Well, hopefully you're due for a good day today then. As I said, standard Dundalk fair, isn't it, really?
Yes.
Of average quality, but that means that any horse that has a modicum of ability has a good chance, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. I mean, those, you know, big field handicaps are always very difficult, as we found out here at Dundalk last week, so my cost. I fancied four, and once they never had a sniff, that would be unkind, because two of them just got short-headed for third, and that would have made a big difference on the night. But it was very windy there last week, and it just created havoc with the form, and the races just had an odd feel about it. They got stretched early on. Coming down the home straight, there was obviously a massive headwind and some horses didn't face the breeze. So I would almost eradicate last week's on my mind anyway. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, fair enough. Well, we'll dive into the action with the 5:35. It is a maiden over 6 furlongs. And heading affairs and being nibbled at this morning as well is Adesti Fideles for Aidan O'Brien. Shami Heffernan on board. Shirakoi's next in for Tommy Stack and Wayne Lord. And that one just going the other way, just drifting ever so slightly out to 11-4 from 5-2. We'll start with the favourite, Andy. Beginning to look a little bit exposed, a little frustrating, but I personally don't think there's much wrong with her attitude. I just think she's okay.
Yeah, the big problem is that she's dropping back down to 6 furlongs now, having contested a mile and a half only 2 starts ago. That was behind Break My Mind, Fairy House. So has she got the necessary speed to cope with this loss? That's the big question. Speed figure-wise, absolutely not a problem at all. Comes out of that race that I was waxing lyrical about here last week. Mansouri, of course, was the winner. And back in fifth was Aruchachar, who I tipped last week and didn't do us a great didn't do a great deal wrong, finished fourth behind Misty Lane, thus vindicating the each-way bet I decided to go up on that particular horse. Got a good draw, likes to race up with the speed, definitely worth a try over 6, but at 2-1, you know, plenty short enough. Thought Sirikoi ran a nice race on debut. She chased down one of Dermot Wells, who looked a nice prospect on her first start, and Julie landed a bit of a punt for connections. Lots of expected of her. And I think we ought to keep an eye on, and this is the one I'm going to select here. It's a little bit of a chance I'm taking on a horse trained by John Feen, who's got a really good reputation here now at Dundalk of producing nice all-weather horses. He's got a horse called Prince Connoisseur, which has rose through the ranks and started his career off here at Dundalk. And we've got a half-sister to that horse here, by Art Connoisseur, called Goith Tyr. I hope I've pronounced that right for any Gaelic listeners. This horse has been chalked up 11-2 here this morning by William Hill, and that could be a fair each-way price, certainly given the indication she created the other day at Navan, when I didn't think this horse was given an overly strong ride by Gary Halpin, so much so that the stewards definitely had a little bit of a word in the ear of the trainer, and obviously had to explain his way out of the situation, saying that there were various reasons why she was given the ride that night. She looked as though she got plenty of ability on the evidence of that running, though. She virtually finished the race on the bridle. So I'm expecting big things tonight for this Goath Tyr. It is a difficult race, but if the money comes for this horse, and I expect it to, then expect a much better run, a more positive run than we did the last day.
Okay, fair enough. Next up is the 6-10. It is Division 1 of an apprentice handicap over a mile. It's probably the stronger of the two divisions, Andy. And Happy Anniversary is popular at the head of affairs. We do expect this one to run, I think. Ran 2 days ago and won pretty well. That was a real bounce back to form. Donnacha O'Brien on board. 6-4 favourite at the time of recording. Formerly trained over in England, wasn't it? Happy Anniversary. And I think that the key to this race is there doesn't look to be a whole lot of strength in depth.
Yeah, Happy Anniversary. She's just a little bit hit and miss nowadays. That's the only slight concern we have backing her at a short price. But on her day, as we've seen the other day at Navan, she's still retains all of her old ability. Donnacha O'Brien got a real tune out of this horse the other day, finishing strongly down the centre of the track to swoop into the lead and stay on powerfully up the hill at Navan, suggesting that she's in good form. Quite clearly, Russ Donohoe wants to strike while the iron's hot with this mare. And she's also got a very favourable draw as well, I noticed. Stall number one. That gives Donica a real good opportunity just to hug the inside rail, hold his position before setting this mare alight down the home lane. Don't worry that she's backing up quite quickly. She's in the height of her powers back in 2012. She literally ran within about a 12-day period and rattled off a sequence. She won at Gowran. 5 days later, she won at Bellystown. 4 days after that, she won at Leopardstown. And another 4 days after that, she won at Killarney. So going back-to-back in very quick succession is absolutely no bother for this mare. And it's probably the best way to produce her, really. I think the longer she's had off the track, the worse she is. So she's got everything in her favour tonight. She's a worthy favourite, and I expect her to win again.
OK, next up is the 6:40. It is Division 2 of the same apprentice handicap over a mile. As I said before, though, this looks the weaker race, Andy, and it's not just the best form that you find here, it's any worthwhile form whatsoever, because there isn't a whole lot to go on.
Now, this is an absolute, complete and utter shocker. I suggest most podcasters, if they're sensible, would treat this race at arm's length, very much like a firework just about dribbling out. And the fact that I've only really got a couple to mention is... It probably tells its own story, really. Hazel Blue would be my number one choice, but got a horrendous draw to overcome. I'm afraid this horse has been given the stall 14, but hopefully Sean Corby can do a good job from the outside pitch. She's in good form. She comes here having finished fifth behind Havelock Ellis. She's well up on my speed figures, and she's one of the only few course and distance winners in the field as well. That's one of the other reasons I'm going for her. If she's drawn anything other than 14, I'd suggest she'd be a good bet. The other one to mention is Bold Himini, the favourite, or one of the favourites. Didn't stay the trip last time at over a mile and a quarter, but prior to that, was a very creditable third beyond Hillary and Hopsan, a return to that kind of form. Surely we'll see Peter Fahey's charge there or thereabouts. And drawn in stall one as well with Tom Madden on board. That one also suggested will go well, but a race really that I haven't got a particularly strong view in.
Okay, Next up is the 7.10. It's a handicap over 7 furlongs. Interesting race, this. Some old favourites, the likes of Bubbly Bellini and Straight of Zanzibar, certainly been featuring on the podcast plenty of times of late and have been in good form as well. But the favourite at the time of recording, just, is Trinity Force, who returns after a bit of a layoff, but has won here, is completely and utterly unexposed, and is certainly the most interesting runner in this lineup.
Absolutely, yeah. Really nice horse in the making, this son of Ifrage. Most Ifrages want this kind of surface. Of course, Prince of All, Paul Deegan's Charges and Ifrage. Big, powerful sort as well, this three-year-old Trinity Force. Made a winning debut back in April. Did it well, was well-backed as well on that particular occasion. Beat Watteed and refused to listen. Those two horses are rated 77 and 71 respectively. So you could argue that given a rating of 90, this horse has probably got a few pounds a little bit too high. Ran okay at Garran next time out, but I think a return to this surface and seven furlongs will play into this horse's strengths. Whether he's quite good enough or quite fit enough or mentally switched on after his layoff is the only slight doubt, but if anyone can produce him, it'll be Jer Lyons. But up against a whole host of informed horses, the likes of Bubbly Bellini comes in good form, Shipyard, a very consistent type, Straits of Zanzibar, who made all last week, bounced back to form in a very fast time, and also Captain Joy as well. He could be a sneaky one for Tracy Collins. Also, has won four times here at Dundalk. Very rarely runs a bad race and ran nicely at Listowel last time out over a mile one. So there's a whole host of them there, all queuing up really to take on this Trinity Force. The sensible choice probably would be to go straight to Zanzibar here off the back of his run here last week when he won by 2.5 lengths. Like I say, that was a very good time, and he suggested that a rich season's ahead of this gelding by Arch. And also, he comes from a stable that had two winners the other day at Nace, a very rare bird for Ken Gondon. He very rarely has a winner, let alone a double, but straight to Zanzibar has obviously kick-started a very lucrative period for this yard. So I'm going to keep on the right side of a stable in form and a horse in form as well.
Okay, so you're going to side with Straits of Zanzibar in the 7.10. Next up is the 7.40, a nursery over 5. And again, there isn't loads of form to go off, but the difference is that we've got four horses here that, if they have showed a little bit, we'll have a good chance. We're in a nursery, and so many of them having their first run here, Andy. We'll start with No Way Jack, who's second in at the time of recording. Miss Temple just heads affairs. No Way Jack, of course, one of those horses who last time out was making his nursery debut and ran pretty well.
Yeah, interestingly, those two horses both ran in races at Fairy House on the 30th September, but I got the race won by Callie Moore slightly faster. That gives No Way Jack technically a little bit of an advantage over Miss Temple, but the only problem is Patrick Martin's gelding has been drawn right out on the wing in Trap 9, so No Way Jack has got a mountain to climb from Trap 9, which slightly pulls Coldwater heavy his chances. So therefore, I'm going to look beyond the front two in the betting here, and I do think we've got a good opportunity to back a horse at a nice each-way price that should certainly run better than its odds suggest. Around about 5-6-1 this morning. Brian Nolan's top weight here, well done me. Actually, looks quite well handicapped in my eyes. That run back in Tipperary on the 8th of August certainly is one of the best pieces of form coming into this race anyway. Finishing third, and a creditable third at that behind Aino O'Brien's Simply Star. Back in second was Sassy But Classy. And in fourth is a horse called Folklore. Now, if we look at those respective careers, the way they've gone since that race, Simply a Star is now rated 95. Sassy But Classy is rated 77. And Folklore, who won here the other week, is now rated 91. So for Marcus 72, well done. He's done really well to finish in amongst those horses. Again, a good run next time out. Fourth behind Casbar. That horse is rated 94. And then another decent effort in a very hot maiden at Nace the other day, won by Byzantium in a very fast time. This horse has acquitted itself more than admirably in all those three races against better horses, and off a mark of 72 with a good draw on the all-weather for the first time, I'd expect a big run from this filly. So well done me, each way is the selection in the nursery.
Okay, race number 6 comes up at 8.10. It's a listed race as well, the Mercury Stakes, over 5 furlongs. Again, horses that we're pretty used to seeing here, but Sir Maximilian heads affairs at 6-4, Russian Soul in at 3-1, Abstraction and My Good Brother at 7-2. 20s or bigger the rest. Looks a four-horse race in the betting, Andy. Unfortunately, we don't have the 8 runners, otherwise it would have a really nice each-way feel to it, this race. But, you know, we know what we're going to get with the majority of these.
We do, yeah. The obvious choice here is Sir Maximilian. I'm going to stick with him. He's been in fantastic form throughout the course of the season. Of course, he used to be trained by Tim Pitt. He's now in the care of Ian Williams. And he's done nothing wrong in any of his runs this season, to be perfectly honest. Particularly the races he's come over and contested in Ireland. He's managed to win a couple of those. He won at the Curra in a very fast time early on in the season. He then beat most of tonight's rivals in a listed race down in Tipperary, and he beat Abstraction, Russian Soul and My Good Brother. No reason, therefore, to suggest why any of those would turn the form. And also, I thought he ran a race with a great deal of credit in the Labbé, Prix de Labbé at Longchamp the other Sunday when finishing seventh. Obviously, it was a well-documented race where it was a bit rough and quite a few in behind never got the clearest of runs. But, you know, that's Group 1 form, and he's now dropping back to listed company again. So he holds most of these on their running throughout the early part of the season. I expect him to do it again. So Sir Maximilian is the choice in the 8.10.
OK, the penultimate race comes up at 8.40. Handicap over a mile and a half, and a good race as well. Plenty of respected connections in there and some informed types. At the time of recording, Tigris River and Captain Timo are your joint market leaders, with Whitey O'Gwan in just behind them. But it is the kind of race, Andy, where you could certainly give a chance to quite a few of them. There's not many that arrive here in bad form.
No, there isn't. No, there's a whole host of them, isn't there? They're almost unknown quantities as well. The likes of Hardstone, Tigris River, three-year-olds that are very much on the improve. And then you've got the older guard, the likes of Wither Hills, Here's Our Music, and Drifting Miss, and also, not to mention as well, Captain Timo. I missed him out, of course, another progressive three-year-old. So we've got a good mix of old and new. But the one I'm going to go with here is Here Our Music. I'm going to make this horse my nap of the night. Certainly doesn't deserve to be double-figure quotes, as he was this morning. Some firms went 14-1, believe it or not, about that Patrick Flynn's five-year-old. Absolutely amazing, really, considering he hardly ever runs a bad race here at Dundalk. He's got tremendous course and distance credentials as well. His last five races over a mile and a quarter read second, first, first, second, second. You add on to that many other placed efforts over a mile and a mile and a half. He hardly ever puts a foot wrong here. And he also ran a very encouraging race here the last time when he was staying on second behind Wither Hills. He got a bad break from a modest draw, and he was also well in behind and hampered when the tempo increased around about the 3 furlong marker. He then finished very strongly down the outside to get within half a length of the winner. And that on top of the second behind Panama Hat, one of the finds of the season, certainly it puts him in with a massive, massive chance on the figures here. I've no idea why this horse is trading at such a big price. For me, he's the quickest horse in the field. He's the most consistent over the track. And albeit he might bump into one or two improving three-year-olds, it might just catch him out. I certainly think he'll be in the first three. So he's Our Music, the best bet on the card, each way in the 8.40.
OK, the final race is the 9.10. It is a handicap over 1 mile, 2.5 furlongs. And it looks a really, really tricky one to close the card out, Andy. Where should we start with this one?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of this Eloge, who is almost a certain non-runner here tonight. She needs three horses to drop out, being the third reserve. But that leads me nicely onto the horse that finished second to her last time out, and that horse is called Comedy Cub. A gelding by Ifraj, again another Ifraj that I think will make hay on the all-weather throughout the winter. And Eloge was well-fancied to back up that win here last week, but unfortunately she completely nutty fluffed the start. She actually jumped in the air as the stalls opened up, and she lost the best part of 20 lengths. Absolute Herculean effort it was, therefore, for her to finish fifth. But it just shows you how strong that form is, and the speed figure of her run the time before suggested that race on the 10th of October that Comedy Club was second in was of a decent standard. And I'm going to give Comedy Club another chance here tonight. It's not a particularly strong race. Grandma Dotty, Uncat Dub, Christie's Call, the likes of, are all vying for favouritism, but they certainly are beatable. If there is one that might improve over the top of the lot of them, it might well be Elusive Lawrence. She's a filly by Lawman, and I've got a funny feeling that she might improve for the step-up in trip. She's been running over 7 furlongs, but she's always looked a little bit one pace and been done for tow. So just keep an eye on her in the market, see how she pans out. But the main selection will be Comedy Club.
OK, Comedy Club then in the 9.10. But the best bet for Andy, he's Our Music in the 8.40. Great stuff, Andy. Best of luck with your Dundalk picks on Friday, and we'll talk to you on Sunday.
Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.